Step aboard Motor Yacht Unbridled, where elegance meets the open sea. Dive into a world of refined adventure, tailored experiences, and five-star service. From sun-soaked decks to moonlit dinners, every moment on Unbridled is designed to indulge your senses, whether it's an intimate escape or a celebration of a lifetime. Unbridled, where the extraordinary is standard.
She's myself. It's Liam, Motor Yacht Unbridled. This is the Captain's Chat, just designed to create a bit of transparency, industry and positivity and awareness for different platforms. And I'm honored to have Nick Santana here from Grand Yacht Crew. So tell me a little about yourself, Nick.
Yeah, guys. So I'm Nick Santana from the UK originally, currently calling from Australia. It's nice and early in the morning. And my background is I was in the Royal Navy for 8 years, traveled all over the world and served on three Type 45 destroyers. And then when I left the Royal Navy, I pursued my transition into the yachting industry, and I did pretty much every wrong move you could make. I had no idea what I was doing, experienced a lot of hardships, a lot of setbacks that could have definitely been avoided. And it's weird, you know, you go through these experiences and they kind of lead you on a path. And I guess that path led me to Grand Yacht Crew. So for 2 years, I've been working on this now, and we're finally making moves. We're building an amazing community, like, globally. It's something I'm incredibly dedicated and passionate to, and I'm now working full-time on it. So it's a really exciting opportunity for me. But I think the exciting bit about it is the people that are getting involved, the influence we're having, and the places we intend to take it to. So, yeah, really excited for what's to come, and, yeah, grateful to be here.
No, thank you very much for your time. I've got a lot of questions already that came through, and it's got a lot of traction. My WhatsApp's kind of blowing up, and that seems to be your platform as well. So as a captain, you know, I've been in yachting 25 years, and yachting's over the last decade with these WhatsApp groups has kind of developed quite a lot. You know, and first it was Facebook groups, and then it was kind of Instagram, and then it kind of came to WhatsApp. But you've really taken it to a whole nother level. You really escalated it. And when I go onto yours, it's like the world you can kind of live in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And for those people who don't know, just explain the type of groups you've got within your platform. Explain the platform in WhatsApp a little bit.
So just for the record, I hate having the community in WhatsApp, for the record. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I wake up to hundreds and hundreds of messages every day. And I get tag messages. It's a love hate. I love it. I see it. I'm like, yes, everyone's chatting. But then I'm also like, I've got to catch up now. And it can get painful. But for me, it's like, it's part of the journey. Like, we're laying the foundation for what's to come. We're developing a web app, which I think is going to solve that problem. Which is really exciting for the future. But for me, it's about building an ecosystem, like a community like this. It's globally. So we've got members from all over the globe in different time zones. And what I'm trying to create is, just like you said, a world you can live in. We want to provide support to crew in all areas of their life. Like, the yachting industry is volatile, at times unstructured, and it can be really unforgiving. If you're not on top of all these different aspects of your life, whether it's mental health, health and fitness, you know, your finances, even like your career development, seeking the right mentorship, you know, you can make a lot of mistakes if you get that wrong. So what Grand Yacht Crew aims to do is provide a holistic support system. And we're utilizing WhatsApp because it's what the industry knows. Everyone uses WhatsApp to communicate. And we've got this idea for, you know, an open source job board. Because as we know, all these agencies out there that you've got to sign up to, and you access their jobs, and you go on YachtSpot, and you go on all these amazing platforms that are out there. But ultimately, you don't always get the job opportunity that you're looking for. Yeah. And then a week later, after so much stress and turmoil, you end up getting a job through word of mouth. So I figured, why not have a group where we can change the narrative and we can offer jobs, you know, open source. So that's been really, really great. And we're hoping.
When you say open source, you mean direct to the email? Transparently from the crew to the end user.
So, like, ultimately, it's crew who are looking. For example, we had one yesterday who I think it was like a chief stew looking for a temp stew in Parma, and within 3 minutes she found someone. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's streamlining the process, and that's what we're trying to do at Grand Yacht Crew. I want to streamline the industry. Like, our slogan for the company is your journey, our mission, and that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to safeguard your journey through the industry, whether you're entering the industry, just starting out, or you're developed, or even experienced looking at your way out. We want to look after you every step of the way. So that's what we're working on building, and it's really exciting.
Well, it's good because it's making it frictionless, you know, but, and it's also changing the industry, though, because this industry is, you know, quite kind of set in its ways a lot of time. We're just looking at the moment here, but it's quite set in its ways. So it's good that people challenge it. I do see, you know, I'm sure you've had the ups and downs already. What motivated you to start it? The first question I had here was, what motivated you to start it?
I guess, like, so when I left the Navy, I basically was going into project management. I was like interviewing for the corporate defense companies and stuff. And it was an experience enough, like, and too young. And it was a real struggle for me. And then I moved to Australia. And then I was networking like crazy, but I didn't know anyone in the industry. I didn't have any idea what I was doing, or like, I came at the wrong time of year, went to the wrong place. My CV was awful. I had no qualifications, really. I had an STCW and an ENG, but that was it. And I was just like, oh, I'm so not ready for this. Like, and then I somehow managed to get a job, but it was a job fit for a bosun. And wow, I didn't even know what a jammy was. I was like, whoa, I am so in over my head. And it was just that shock to the system. But then the inspiration for Grand Yacht Crew came like 6 to 8 months later after I'd figured it out. And I gave inspiration to my best friend to come into the industry. He took that leap of faith, moved himself over, and, you know, I gave him advice on what to do, where to go. And then I watched his transition in just to be so seamless. And he's just done his yacht master. He's just taken on a chase boat captain role in the med, like, and he's doing his third season. You know, he's flying. And it just goes to show that with the right kick and the right inspiration and empowerment, you can really skyrocket people's performance. So he was the inspiration. His name's Joe Povey. He's fantastic. And I guess it's just, I've got an addiction now, and now I want to do it for thousands of people worldwide.
So good because I saw the post about how to become a yachtie, so forth, and I read it all. I've been at 25 years, and I really motivated by junior crew coming in. And I said, oh, it's a greenie. I'm like, oh, fantastic. That's perfect. Yeah. What's your experience before yachting? And that really shows a lot. When people's experience before yachting, it could be the Royal Navy, it could be a bartender. Yeah. Really doesn't matter where they came before. They're bringing skills, and people devalue those skills. And that's a bit that upsets me. You know, people come with challenges into yachting, and it's how we find the tools they need. So the question I've got here that has just come through, what are the most common challenges that people face when joining into yachting?
I think it's, I'd say uncertainty. Like, there's so much uncertainty, and there's a lot of risk that you have to face. So for me specifically, like, you take big commitments when you come into the industry. You know, you leave your family, your friends, you go to these amazing places, but you don't always have that guarantee of a job on the other end of it. So there's a lot of uncertainty and stress that comes with it. And I think building that mindset to be able to just be relentless and, you know, persevere through those doubts, those worries, the fear of failure, you know, I think having a mindset is crucial. Because if you allow yourself to be weak and be beaten by it, you're not going to succeed in the industry. You've got to chase it. You've got to persevere through the hard times and trust the process as well. Because the jobs will come if you want them bad enough.
True, but it's hard to see the light. I mean, it's even for me as a father and my two kids. I don't know when I'll see my wife and kids again. I'm not on a rotation. I'm being vulnerable, and I'm telling you the transparency. But that's the thing about yachting, it's that uncertainty. And as a chef, you're only as good as your next meal. As a captain, you're only as good as your next passage.
Yeah.
You know, as a deckhand, you're only as good as your next night watch. So how do people, and I'm sharing that vulnerability as a captain here, saying I'm only as good as my next passage. I could be fired easily for whatever reason, people might not like me anymore, or charter guests, so forth. So why is yachting like that? You know, with the experience you have and the people you see, the groups we're starting, mental health, financial things, from a big picture perspective, from a Royal Navy kind of perspective, if you want to look at it, Why does yachting like that? Why do we have that lack of support or that lack of that high standard that people can get fined straight away?
Yeah, I think it's just a lack of like centralized structure. Like for me, from my personal experience, is in the Royal Navy, it's a massive organization that dates back hundreds of years. And the systems and structure in place is tailored career pathways. And it's guided by a governing body and an education system that allows you to develop leadership, allows you to be supported in all areas of your life. You get your healthcare, you get, you know, your dental, you get support in your finance, you get all these support systems in place. And it's separate to your job. It's always there. So for me, it's like coming into this industry, I'm like, well, I'm seeing there's a bit of a gap here, because if I lose my job, for instance, I'm just back out in the wild, wild west, and I've got to go back in the mix, try and find the next gig. And it's really volatile. Well, what I aim to create is a bit of a network that can kind of mitigate that. I think having a support system really helps, and it makes it less volatile. And I think what it will do is take away the uncertainty, you know, and it will give you the confidence that if you're starting to doubt yourself in your career and your job day to day, you have a network there where you can reassure yourself, you know, because sometimes guests just get the wrong idea. You're not going to get on with every single person in the world. And if you do, I won't meet you. But if you have a network that is professional, cultivates a culture of growth and, you know, professionalism, then you know that you can back yourself and understand that the uncertain times, maybe they're just temporary, and you can back yourself with the reputation you're building in this network.
True. That's what I'm finding a lot more and more. People are creating personal brands in yachting, and people, they really need to realize as a deckhand when you're coming in, you're bringing more than just your chamois skills or your chamois 3000. You know, you're bringing your own personality, and the more people that embrace their own personalities, I think it does have a lot of strength. Can you share a memorable success story already for Grand Yacht Crew? What's something that's happened in Grand Yacht Crew in the last 2 years? You've gone, that's a surprise. That makes you feel good, or for someone else.
So, well, like, I guess, like, the people that are coming in, like, just to, for instance, like, over the past few months, I've, you know, launched the WhatsApp community. Yep. In 9 weeks, we expanded to 4,000 members globally.
Wow.
And we've had up to 23 people volunteering all over the world with way, way more experience than I've got in the industry, way more insight. And the passion that comes from these people. What's amazing for me is like, oh, I'm not alone. I'm not the only passionate person here. And it's reassuring. You know, I've put hundreds of hours of planning into this. And it's like, when people finally get on board, you're like, oh, thank God, I'm not crazy. But, you know, for me, the people that have come in to help me, like, they're volunteering, you know, they're putting in a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work to promote initiatives worldwide. Like, for instance, a young man called Cam Hobson, he's about to move to Antibes, new to the yachting industry. And, you know, he was inspired to get involved. He's looking to, you know, really commit to his career and do well. And he came to me saying, I want to start a Grand Yacht Crew run club. And I was like,
I did see that.
Yeah. And I was like, no, why don't you start a run club? We'll show you the way and we'll help you. You know, and then we had Meg Venter, who's an amazing asset to the Grand Yacht Crew team. She's incredible in mental health. She runs Dudes on Deck, Girls on Deck and stuff. Amazing asset. She's amazing. And she helped Cam with the logo. And then we've given the platform to the team. Within 2 days, there were 200 members in the WhatsApp group. The first run's on the 22nd of April. And it's like, if a greenie can be empowered to do that sort of stuff through our platform, it's like, and we're only just getting started. Imagine the influence we can have on the industry globally over the next couple of years as we get bigger and more established.
So that's what I'm loving about yachting too. It's a big industry, yachting. You know, like people say it's small. No, it's not really. It's a big network of people that from shipyards to contractors that support this industry, and it's pretty exciting. You know, have you got any questions for me or the Unbridled team?
Yeah, so you did mention to me that the team was speaking about Grand Yacht Crew. I guess for me, it's like a lot of people see Grand Yacht Crew as just a WhatsApp group. And I guess what I'm eager to know is like, what's your perception of Grand Yacht Crew at this early stage? Because I get a lot of people confusing us for a recruitment agency, which we're definitely not. Yeah. A lot of people thinking, oh, who's this? Like trying to do like, and it's like, I'm eager to know what it's like on the other side, you know?
Looking at. Well, I don't know. I'm always a pretty positive guy. So I go into situations with kind of good transparency and good, you know, good intentions always. And when Grand Yacht Crew came across the kind of platform I was on, I'm not sure how I even got into it, you know, and thanks to email, you might even know before me or the algorithm, whatever it is. But I saw it as a community. And then even over the short term that I've been involved in, the community's grown so quick. And I keep going, wow, this is impressive. This community just is growing and growing and growing. And that's what I think. And you find your place in the community, like the fitness one I seem to like. It's motivating each morning. And then you've got the financial one. So just talk about how many kind of, I know you mentioned 25 ambassadors, correct? Volunteer ambassadors. So how many other people do you have, or how many other platforms kind of do you have within that? Is it 10?
I believe it's like 11 groups at the minute, but what we're doing is, we're working towards a foundation. So we want to have 6 support systems in place for Grand Yacht Crew. So we're going to support people in their finance. We've got really exciting things coming. An investor getting on board with Grand Yacht Crew. It's going to be fantastic. We're literally speaking the past few days, and he's looking to get involved, which is really exciting. So we're going to do a bit of a partnership, and we're going to promote financial support to crew. You know, the mental health group, we've got Meg, who's an amazing team member. She's part of the management team of Grand Yacht Crew. She's providing building a mental health ecosystem. I'm in touch with lots of companies who are going to provide mental health services to crew who are in like need, and we'll be able to present discounted options for them to make it more accessible for them. The empowerment group, we're bringing in some incredible talent from around the world. Like, this one's been a real exciting project of mine that, you know.
Yeah, I've been seeing it, but I haven't really understood it, empowerment.
Yeah. So it's, for me, it's massive because it's about inspiring people to, you know, pursue their dreams, take on their entrepreneurial venture. For me, it's Grand Yacht Crew. It's my entrepreneurial venture. And it was my exit strategy. A big mistake I made in the Navy was I never really planned on leaving. And then when I left, I was like, what am I going to do? And it's like, I want to be empowered to think that, okay, well, what's my passion? Can I build a business on this? Can I do this for the rest of my life? Can I build a business here? We want to inspire people. And, you know, even if people are looking to get an Airbnb, you know, which is a common theme in the industry, we want to put them in contact with the right people, bring in leaders in the industry, inspire people to do stuff with their money rather than spend it on beers on the weekend. And then, we're building a mentorship program, which is really cool, putting in a lot of work in the background for that. You know, my experience in the Navy, I went to the Royal Navy Leadership Academy when I was 21. I got qualified in leadership and management, and there's a lot of great exposure there. And then, you know, learning from some of the best leaders in the military over the 8-year span was fantastic. And what I've seen coming into yachting, it's very similar. There's so many amazing leaders out there, and we're working to create a mentorship program where people like yourself can become a Grand Yacht Crew mentor, and you can pass on that leadership to green members and crew and guide them, give them that hindsight that I never had when I came into the industry. So I think that's going to be really exciting. And then, we're also working on a marine conservation project as well. I think it's really important to educate our members on, you know, marine biology, marine conservation projects. We've got a very exciting project under development at the minute with a girl called Emma, who's come in. We were on a call to her in Fiji yesterday. She's fantastic. And we've got massive plans for that. So, you know, it's really growing. And what I love about this is it's scalable, you know. There's if people have passions in the industry and they want to be seen and they want to drive it, as long as it meets my mission for helping crew, you know, supporting crew and making the industry better, then Grand Yacht, there's a place for you in Grand Yacht Crew. We want to take you in. We want to support you. And we want to take us to the next level, basically.
Perfect. Well, and I appreciate it. I think it's a great community. I'm really excited to be a part of it. I'm sure you've got very different ages, you know, within that community, but there is different generational differences. How do you find in yachting the different generational differences? And I don't know if you want to call me an old captain, or I'm 45, I'm old, I'm young at heart, and I'm passionate about what I do. little bit sunburnt today from being on the dive boat, but and salt all over me. But how do you find the challenges to try and help different generations accept what you're trying to do? Because I'm sure what you're trying to do is going to upset some people. What I do upsets people in yachting, and they're saying, Captain, you shouldn't be on Instagram, or you shouldn't do this. Or the way I respond is, I'm here to help promote positivity. I'm here to help respect and engage in crew development, physical, mental, and financial. And I'm here to help sustainability in the environment. And they're the three pillars that I believe in. And I'll always stick to my strengths in that. And if people have negative intentions or don't like something, I go, you're not understanding the intention I'm doing it with.
Yeah.
So have you found any negativity? We have to go names and all that. But have you found that, or the sensitivity? I mean, I like the sensitive topics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100% no. And I've had it, you know, I've been challenged. Like, you've got to think, like, this vision of mine's been in here for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And I've been talking openly, I'm going to create this, I'm going to do this. And people are like, you can't do that. You can't do this. You know, a deckhand can't do this. You can't change the industry. Like, who are you to do this? You know, you've not been in the industry long enough. There's always these, you know, people with opinions. But the way I see it, I agree with yourself. You just kind of summed up the answer for me. Like, I stay true to my pillars. Like, it's a value-based community. You know, my values are very clear. You know, I care about community, empowerment, excellence, inclusivity, innovation, and integrity. You know, they're my main, my pillars per se. And that's what I'm creating. It's like an authentic, like a truly authentic support system. This isn't like a money grab, like what lots of people are doing out there. What it is an opportunity to help people. And it's because I didn't have that help. So when I was creating this, it was like, it's not hard to create, because I'd just sit back and go, well, what do I need? Well, I need help with my finances. I could really do with someone to just tell me what to do, because I'm at the point where I don't know what to do as my next step. You do know what I mean? It's like really easy to create it. And then it's just about bringing it to life now. And when people bring the negativity, when they aren't on board, when people leave because they're like, what's this? I don't want to be part of this. That's fine. I see it as a positive thing. It's not going to be for everyone. But for the people it is part of, don't get in the way of their path. Just let them be. Let us create this amazing thing. We'll cultivate the culture. We'll keep it respectful. We'll keep it safe. And we'll keep it professional. And then we'll just see where we take it.
Oh, respect, man. Respect. I really do. I think it's wonderful. It's, you know, my age, I've seen so many things in yachting. And the one thing I haven't seen is kind of what you're saying. It gives me goosebumps because it's what the industry needs. And there is a lot of platforms out there. There's a lot of businesses, and I think, you know, for profit is fine, and that's how life works. And business is business, so you need to make money. But I think a lot of companies out there do kind of overvalue what they're offering against what the person actually needs. You know, inclusivity. I've got a question about, you mentioned inclusivity, mental health, and burnout are becoming big topics in yachting. How do you see your team supporting and encouraging the crew culture? Because I'll still sit here and say it's not right. The yachting industry is too hard. We're very brutal. And I'm one of them. I'll sit here and say I am guilty. I create a standard that's almost unattainable, and I get burnt out trying to reach that standard. My crew get burnt out trying to reach that standard. And we're not sitting around holding hands and talking about it, and, you know, that's not the reality. The reality is we're working every day. We're giving each other high fives. We're going, you going to make this? Are we going to get through today? Yes. Okay, let's
yeah.
So how do you find that mental health? I mean, I'm working with some great people, the Gap Counseling, Gary Napier, the crew coach, Wave Wellness. I'm just trying to kind of reach out to different groups and kind of make sure there's tools for people. And the crew are kind of sometimes, you know, Wave Wellness, the crew are like, we're all good. I'm like, as long as you know, you may be today. You may meet someone who's not good, and if you can help them by just steering them, what's your kind of thought within your platform? Because we're not psychologists.
So this is it. So for me, it's about referral systems in place with certified professionals who can help in them extreme cases. You know, that these cases have popped up for us, and we've been able to refer people to the right support, which has been fantastic. What I care about is the ecosystem. Is there are stages of mental health before you get to that difficult, like, place where you feel vulnerable, you feel like you're becoming a burden, you know, you feel lost, and you feel like you're at rock bottom. So for me, it's about building an ecosystem that prevents it. You know, like they say, prevention is the best cure. So that's what the community aims to do. We're going to create this ecosystem that, you know, provides the free resources and tools. We promote a culture of professionalism, but also like self-care. And, you know, we want to bring in experts in nutrition, you know, PTs who can offer advice on health and fitness. And then obviously experienced yachting professionals who've been there, done it, who have the, you know, the transparency to say, this is what you're about to commit to. And this is how I manage myself. And it led to mental health problems. Don't make the same mistake as me. This is how you can avoid it. And it's like promoting that and making it available to everyone. Then we'll have less people suffering from mental health, and we'll have more people able to take on them high standards. And that's what Grand Yacht Crew stands for. One of our core values is excellence. We want people to pursue excellence. Now, you can't do that if you're not looking after yourself first. So we'll create the ecosystem so people can look after themselves. We'll drive a culture so people have the top standards in the industry. So that's my answer to that, hopefully. Sums it up.
Exceptionally well spoken. Nick, exceptionally well spoken.
Can you tell I've been thinking about it for years?
Yeah. What's your education then? The Royal Navy.
Just in the Royal Navy, I was a weapons specialist. I was an instructor for 6 years as well, so between deployments. Towards the end, I was a missile defense specialist. I'd done a lot of anti-piracy ops as well, which was really cool. I had my fair share of drug busts back in the day, which is quite cool. I studied business management part-time at uni. I didn't see it through, though, so I'm not going to lie and say I did the whole thing. I got halfway through. I had great grades and stuff. And then I got qualified in project management towards my end of my career. And then I moved to Australia, and that's partly why I gave up uni, because it was like, right, yachting, Australia, let's go. I've always been a bit of a fanatic for, you know, learning, doing business. I'm always on the podcast, like my morning wipe downs, it'd just be me headset in, probably Stephen Bartlett on repeat.
I know exactly what you're doing. Yeah, exactly. You got to keep motivated somehow, because it's hard. But why yachting? I mean, why, you mentioned Australia and yachting, which is one thing, but why yachting? Yeah. What drove you?
So, me, I loved the Navy. I did. Like anyone who met me a few years back, they would have been like, Nick will be in the Navy forever. I was selected for promotion to petty officer just before I left. And, you know, my career was panned out in front of me. But unfortunately, there's a few things you can't control when you're in the military. And, you know, looking through where you're going to go, you know, what draft you're going to get. My draft was painted out for me, and it would have been sitting in Portsmouth in the UK for the rest of my 20s. And it kind of put me off, to be honest. I was like,
Australia. Brisbane, Adelaide.
I moved to Adelaide because my family were here. They were like my inspiration. I come from quite a poor background in Blackpool. You know, there wasn't really much there for me, not much opportunity for me per se. Well, there is for a few, but I guess for me, there wasn't. And that's it. I kind of was like, I'm not in a rush to go back. And it was like, well, what's next? You can't just go travel the world with the Navy and then go pick up a basic job and do nothing with the rest of your life. So I was like, right, let's see what the next adventure is. I've always been that kind of nomad like lifestyle. I kind of enjoy it. And for me, yachting was the closest thing to the Navy that I could go into. It's still got the same similar cultures. It's got the same like transferable skills and, you know, lifestyle, living on board, you know, with a crew, having that family etiquette with your crew. Yeah. And I love the career progression opportunities that come with it. And also, you know, that I did a lot of traveling in the Navy. But, I mean, in 3 years, I've done a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
Hell of a lot more. Yeah. And I've earned a lot more. So
the clients we have, they're asking how long I've dived for. And I'm like, oh, I've died for 25 years. Yeah. That's older than most of my crew. You know what I mean? I'm like, I was an instructor for 25 years.
It's amazing.
So now, yachting does offer a lot. I think it's a beautiful space, but you know, there is fears I have of it. And I see so many situations, whether it's fires on board or mental health issues or heart attacks as leaders, as captains, but it does come from the top. Like, your company is going to be successful. I believe that because I'm hearing from you and your skill set, your passion. Before I go on to what's next for your company, I'll try and wrap it up after 15 minutes. We've already talked too long. I'm really excited to learn. For me, I feel like the problem comes from the top in yachting. The problem comes from the captains. The problem comes from the owners. The relationships. What's your advice? You know, and people don't like getting advice from different people, in my experience in life. I like it. I love getting advice from different people, different environments and structures. What's your advice for, you know, senior people in the industry who can have a positive or negative effect on junior crew? That's my question for you. What's your advice for people like captains, like brokers, like management companies who see grand crew, you know, and what's your advice for them? How can they be a part of it? How can they help?
I think, firstly, it's like understanding like what your definition of leadership is. For me, it's two things. It's accountability and responsibility. And as long as you're aware that you're responsible for not only yourself, but the leadership role and everyone underneath you. So, you know, if something's going on that's wrong at the bottom, it's probably coming from mistakes that you're probably making that you're not seeing. So you've got to be self-aware. And then you've got to be accountable. You know, you're not always going to get it right. I was an awful leader when I got promoted in the Navy. I had no idea how to lead. But you make them mistakes, but you hold yourself accountable to develop and get better, you know, and raise your hand when you get it wrong. And just, you know, you're learning. Like, I'm learning this as a leader of Grand Yacht Crew. I've never been a CEO of a company before. I'm taking on new challenges, but it's about, you know, bringing it back to that my definition of leadership, responsibility and accountability. I'm responsible to everyone involved, that I want to bring the best out in them. They're only going to perform if I can continue to perform as well. So I have to look after myself, and then I have to think about them as well, put them first. So my advice to people in senior leadership is put yourself in their shoes and think about how you look, and then hold yourself accountable to bring the best out of them, and you'll succeed. And ultimately, in Grand Yacht Crew, we want great leaders. I want the badge Yacht Crew to mean something. I want to be seen as like industry leaders in professional standards and support to crew, you know. And for me, it's about getting behind that, supporting it, because you'll have noticed on the Instagram, my face isn't there. I don't like being the face. This is something I'm not comfortable in.
As a captain, I have to be the face. As a captain, I'm So when you're running a company, you've got different structures. As a captain, I'm like, that's me, people.
it'll probably change. But for me, it's about the people, you know, and that's why we showcase the community. And for the great leaders out there who've got the senior experience, they have all the answers we're looking for. They have the connections, the support systems that we're looking for. So just bring it together. It's amazing what you can do when you bring everyone together. So I feel like Grand Yacht Crew is a solution to that. So hopefully we do it.
It really is. And I work with some great people in the industry, and I see what you're doing. And that's why I reached out to you direct. I saw what you're doing, and I really have faith in it that will help people. Anything I can do, let me know. I don't know much except going to see and being a father and being a husband. But before we go, what's next for Grand Yacht Crew? What's the upcoming projects? What's the features? Yeah. People are asking about what you're collaborating on. We know what's happening now.
So for me, I've spent a lot of time over the past couple of weeks to present structure, processes, procedures. I've built a management team. They've got their own departments now, which is fantastic. We're seeing the groups as departments, and we're going to build those foundations now. We're going to take them to the next level. We're headhunting talent around the world to drive initiatives. So I believe that the groups are really going to level up now. We're going to offer a lot of value to our members. And then in the background, for me, it's about taking this business to the next level. I want to monetize this so we can gain capital, so we can reinvest it into the community, and we can give people opportunities to, you know, develop. If we can pay for people's education, sponsor businesses, if we can empower people to do more, like run clubs, sponsored events, all these amazing things, you know, I see that as the future. So we've got a app under development at the minute. It's really innovative. It's an awesome project. It's really fun to create. And the guys who are creating it are fantastic. So it's really exciting. It's a case of now I'm taking a lot of risk. I'm committing my life to this. and the people involved see this, see what we're working towards. They want to get behind it, and it's now being a team, taking it in the right direction and just staying true to our roots, basically. Keep it authentic and look after everyone involved.
Oh, you're going to know, I'm sure you're going to do an amazing job, and don't forget to enjoy the journey, because, you know, building that's pretty special. I think not many people in their life have an opportunity to turn around, and, you know, it's where you'll be in 5 years, who knows, you know, but I think you're going down all the right steps to be successful, and I wish you nothing but the best. People can get a hold of you at www.grandyachtcrew or at grandyachtcrew. What else would you like to finish with, Nick? I really appreciate your time. I know it's early for you. 5 o'clock? What is it?
Yeah, it was, I think it's like six now or something. But it's good. But no, yeah, you just said it. And yeah, so Grand Yacht Crew on the Instagram. If you're looking to get into the WhatsApp groups, just drop us a message. We reply to everyone. No one ever gets left without a reply. And yeah, like, just reach out to us. The website's going to get developed in the coming weeks, so there'll be more information on there. And I've just brought in a marketing team to support our social, so we're going to really push it to the next level. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Awesome. Well, I know you need to be. Let me know. You know, I'm here on Motor Yacht Unbridled. We're going to Alaska next. I'm really grateful for the owner and the team that support the program Unbridled. And for me, my platform, we're not offering much. We're just offering support for companies that we work with and transparency in the industry. A lot of times these yachts, they kind of, I don't know, people have this image of them. And I just want to be positive and transparent and just show people that there's good environments out there that you can work with. There's good experiences, but it's not easy. And if you need the support, there's now platforms to reach out to, whether it's financial, emotional, physical, you name it. What was the one you were most fond of before we go?
Empowerment group. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't got into that group yet. I've got in all the other groups, I'm kind of there, but I haven't seen the empowerment one. I'll get into that. Anyway, it's really honored me. You're really glad you're in my home country. I think you need to reach out. And thank you, folks, for tuning in. Peace out. Put a beat up across the beacon.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it.